It's winter and many of us are enjoying the snow this time of the year. From the snow-covered mountains to making snowmen, there's something fascinating about snow.
Join us today as Taj Paklov shares inspiring life lessons he's learned from riding snow-covered mountains. It's Monday, and good morning to you. Thank you for joining us this morning on Wake Up with Hope.
You know, waking up with hope and with Jesus is the best way to start any day. You know, in John chapter 17, verse 3, Jesus said that eternal life comes from knowing Him. And we sincerely desire for you to experience God with us today and spend time with us this morning as we learn more about Him.
Friends, have you ever experienced static electricity? I know I have. I remember rubbing balloons on my hair and then they would stick and my hair would come out. Well, you've touched something or I've touched something or someone and felt a little of electricity. Static electricity is caused by the buildup of an electrical charge on the surface of an object. Basically, the electrical charge stays in one area rather than moving to another. Why the science lesson?
Well, today is National Static Electricity Day. While you're thinking about this fascinating science fact, we want to draw your mind to another kind of static electricity we should desperately avoid.
That's right. As we walk with Jesus, we are encouraged in 2 Peter 3, verse 18, to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today, we want to encourage you to keep growing in Jesus, read and follow His Word, pray consistently, and trust His promises.
Tell others of Jesus, too. As you remain active, you can be sure your relationship with our loving Savior will not become static.
That's right. Now it's time for us to take a look back at
this day in history.
On January 9, 2007, Apple Incorporated CEO Steve Jobs unveils the iPhone, a touchscreen mobile phone with an iPod, camera, and web browsing capabilities, among other features, at the Macworld Convention in San Francisco. Jobs, dressed in his customary jeans and black mock turtleneck, called the iPhone a revolutionary and magical product that is literally 5 years ahead of any other mobile phone. When it went on sale in the United States 6 months later, on June 29, amidst huge hype, thousands of customers lined up at Apple stores across the country to be among the first to purchase an iPhone. Ah, the iPhone. Many of us can barely remember the world without them. More than 10 years later, the hype hasn't died down. Every new release still brings faithful fans to stores for a new purchase. There's no question that Apple customers generally have a special loyalty to Apple products.
And what a lesson for us as Christians. You know, where does our loyalty lie? When glitches happen in life and when things go wrong, do we still praise God, or do we turn away from Him, doubtful of His goodness and promises? We challenge you today to be loyal to the one who is always faithful. His name is Jesus. Stay near Him. Trust His plans for your life through both the ups and the downs.
Today, we're making Alfredo sauce without the heart attack. Alfredo sauce is a rich and indulgent family favorite, but for many, the traditional ingredients leave you feeling bloated and heavy. Gia and Olive bring us a vegan Alfredo sauce recipe that won't make you feel sick afterward, and did I mention it's delicious?
We're making Alfredo sauce without the heart attack. And we made cheese sauce last time, and it was with potatoes, and this is the same type of thing. So it's boiled potatoes, two boiled potatoes, and one whole onion. And we've already boiled it just to make it quicker. And all you need is a blender, and I'm going to take this olive so I'm not stretching over you. And I'm going to put the boiled potatoes, boiled onion in the blender, one cup of milk. This is what's going to make it creamy, but the milk I use is motherless milk. So any milk you have that doesn't have a mother, almond, soy, any other milk, this is what's going to make it creamy. And and half a cup of cashews or 3/4 cup, depending on how thick you want it. Olive's eaten all the cashews, so we probably only have half a cup left. And I use, just to make it Italian herbs. Mixed Italian herbs. It's 2 tablespoons. Teaspoons actually, teaspoons. If you really like them, put 2 tablespoons, but we don't like them all that much. And I'm just gonna put 1 teaspoon. What, you wanna put that in there for me? Okay. 1 teaspoon of salt. And maybe some cracked pepper. You're gonna help with the cracked, good work. Thank you for helping me. Okay, so we'll put the blender up here. Do you mind if I reach over? All right, are you ready? Just wait a sec, don't put it on yet because it'll go everywhere. Oh, okay, now start blending. We might need to add a little bit more water, so just to water it down depending on how thick it's gonna be. So let's go. So you could probably hear that it's actually struggling a little bit, which means it might need a little bit more water just to make it runnier. So we'll just add some water. Whoa, okay, go. You can go. Okay, can you turn it off for us? So I've been blending for just about a minute, and let's look at the consistency. Oh, that's perfect. Do you want a taste of that?
No.
No, okay, I'll put it in the pasta.
And can, so can I you see the pasta?
Yes, you can.
Oh, no, no.
So we'll put the pasta bowl here. Okay, ready? So I've just cooked up some gluten-free pasta. You can use any pasta you like. And the Alfredo sauce on top. This sauce is seriously divine and tastes like the real deal. Please, if you try it, can you let us know what you think? Put all your comments on our social media. See you next time.
It's my turn. And it's yummy.
It is yummy.
Have you ever tried one of our recipes? Send us a message on Facebook and let us know how it turned out for you. We'd love to know.
And if you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And search for us on YouTube to check out our YouTube channel and keep up with us there.
When we return, Dr. Peter Landless joins us for today's segment of The Health Connection.
Welcome back. Is improved sleep part of your New Year's resolution? Well, we've got you covered. The Health Connection is back today with Dr. Peter Landless talking about sleep.
Time for the Health Connection, your health connection. As you opened your eyes from sleep, did you feel rested? Truly rested? How much sleep is enough? 6, 8, 10 hours? Experts say 7 to 8. Others, and I empathize with them, say just 5 more minutes as they hit the snooze button. Lack of sleep, real deep restful sleep, is a huge problem, driven by many factors. In fact, it's equal to the national debt, it's so high. What are the factors that cause us sleeplessness? Work, stress, the devices, the screen time. We've become so dependent on those devices, on our cell phones, on our pads, on our computer screens. And we spend so much time and they actually disturb our sleep architecture. Then, of course, there are substances, including caffeine in that coffee people drink at night, for example. Large and late meals, strenuous exercise late in the day, a very hot environment, extraneous light coming in to the room. All of these are factors. So what are the real benefits of adequate sleep so that you awake refreshed? Reduced levels of diabetes, reduced levels of inflammation load, even, and listen up to this, a decreased risk for Alzheimer's. It's been shown that people sleeping poorly have a higher risk for dementia. Of course, those errors and accidents, those too are less when we've slept well. What's better when you sleep well? Your mood, your mental health, your memory, our immune system, our skin, our healing processes. Even our weight management improves, heart health, the ability to concentrate and focus. And I know that is something which is so important to each one of us. Our energy and productivity improve the better that we sleep. So what can you do to sleep better? Take smaller, earlier evening meals. Cut screen use at least an hour before bedtime to give your mind the ability to slow down. Darken the room. Reduce light as much as possible. Cool the environment as best you can. And open windows where possible. That's always healthy. Have a gratitude journal. Before you sleep, write down the good things that have happened and those things for which you're grateful and the people for whom you're grateful. Reflect on the promises in God's word and the peace he gives us. And then you'll wake up each day filled with hope.
Few things are more epic than riding snow-covered mountains.
Oh yes, we lived in Colorado and we know all about that.
Yes, breathing clean air, absorbing the warm sun, getting good exercise, soaking up the beautiful scenery, and exploring God's creation is an experience worth seeking. Listen in as Taj Pakleb shares inspiring life lessons he's learned from riding down the mountains of sunny Southern California.
The snowy mountains of Southern California, just breathing good air, soaking up the sun, getting good exercise, enjoying God's beautiful creation, carving up these beautiful mountains at the same time. Let's go check it out.
The works of Jesus and the blessing his believers had in store. Now my grandma, she continues with God's stories and reminds us that we need to watch and pray for the strength to walk with Jesus through the trials, and in the twinkling of an eye he'll come again.
So snowboarding is an incredible sport. Sometimes it can be quite dangerous. One of the worst things you can ever do is catch an edge on your snowboard. That happens when the leading edge gets caught in the snow and all your forward momentum stops, and it changes from moving forward to going straight down to the ground, and that's no fun at all.
Sins we come to love, and in every single instance we've been let down, and it causes us to blame our Lord above.
So in order to avoid this, you have to make sure that the leading edge is up and you're moving forward instead of sideways. As long as your leading edge is up and you're moving in a mostly forward direction, then you will experience the thrills and joys of riding mountains. And friends, the same is true in the ride of life. In life in general and in our spiritual life in specific, it is so important that our leading edge is facing up and not down. Because there's so many things on earth that can trip us up. The enemy of our souls have laid so many tricks and traps for our feet. He wants us to fall hard so that we don't have the strength to get back up. Because of that, we need to make sure that our spiritual edge is always up. We got to be up in our prayer life. We got to be up in our devotional experience and spending time with the Lord. We need to keep our eyes fixed upon the Lord instead of the distractions of sin and the things of the world. The Bible says, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. And Jesus said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. You see, friends, the reason why so many people fail in life and fall in their spiritual journey is because they let their spiritual edge down. So today I want to encourage you, I want to challenge you to keep your spiritual edge up. Don't allow the enemy to turn you sideways in your spirituality. Move forward. Keep your edge up. Stay balanced. Breathe deeply. And when you do, you will experience the ride of your life. And when you do happen to catch an edge every now and then in the ride of life, don't stay down in the snow. Get back up and keep trying. And the Lord Jesus will teach us how to stay balanced, and he'll give us the wisdom and the strength to make sure we always keep our edge up. So stay with Jesus and enjoy the ride, and have a blessed day. Aloha.
Well, it's time to take a short break as we prepare for this morning's motivating devotional. When we return, our friends from Voice of Prophecy will be here to share with us. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope, friends. It's time for our morning devotional as our friends from Voice of Prophecy share with us.
How are you? How is your week going so far? Are you excited about the future and energized for the challenges ahead? Or are you withdrawn into your shell and barely holding on? If you are, you aren't alone. And God's Word has some encouragement to get you through this week. He has a plan of action to get you through this tough patch that you're in. And that plan of action might not be what you're expecting. Well, recently I sat down for my morning worship time and my heart felt particularly heavy. I was thinking and praying about a situation with one of my adult children. And as I opened my Bible to read, I felt heavy. The weight of the world seemed to be on my shoulders and I didn't know what to do to fix it. By nature, I like to fix things, particularly when it comes to my children's problems. I typically tackle problems and stress with a pros and cons list and thinking and overthinking things until I figure out what I can do. Well, that morning, as I slid the ribbon marker out from between the pages of my Bible, I read God's recommended plan of action during times of trouble, and it didn't match mine. I turned to Psalm 46, and here is what I read. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. And so here the psalmist describes God's role in our times of trouble. He is our refuge and our strength. We don't have to fear when the earth quakes and the seas foam. Just as God protects his city, he protects his people. We don't have to fear because we serve a mighty God whose voice controls the world. He speaks and the earth melts. In times of stress and anxiety, that's our first plan of action. Don't fear. God is in control of the universe and he's in control of our situation. You know, that morning, much of my anxiety about my child's situation, it was fear-based. I was afraid of what was happening and what could happen in the future. Fear, setting it aside, that's our first step. You know, it isn't easy to let go of that fear, but God promises us that it's okay to do so. We're allowed to stop being afraid and to trust Him. And so, what's our second action step in God's plan for us during troubled times? It's nothing. That's right. Let's keep reading. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Be still and know that I am God. That's what God asks us to do. God's second plan of action is to literally do nothing and let Him lead in our lives, to be still and let Him take care of the situation. And so, in times of anxiety and stress, how do we do this? How are we still? Well, for one, we can stop agonizing over situations that we have no control over. Stop trying to fix things that we can't or shouldn't worry about or even be involved in. Letting go is being still. And we can also be still by praying and claiming God's promises in Scripture. In our stillness, He will work to help us. You know, Scripture is full of beautiful promises that God wants us to claim and pray back to Him. Promises that assure us that He doesn't want us trapped in trouble or pain or anxiety. He wants to help us. Stillness can mean reading verses like Psalm 46 and asking God to fulfill that promise in your life or the life of your loved one. And this is a beautiful promise from the book of Joel. It says, "The Lord says, I will give you back what you lost to the locusts." God sees the devastation that figuratively the locusts have in our lives. He sees the time lost with family because of sin and mistakes made. God sees the loss of trust, the loss of closeness in our lives and our relationships. God sees the pain caused by financial loss. He sees the scars left on our bodies from physical illness and injury. And God sees the damage that each of these figurative locusts has caused. And He promises to restore what we have lost. That promise in Joel is just one. Here's another promise from Isaiah chapter 61. "To all who mourn in Israel, He will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair." That's Isaiah 61 verse 3. You know, Scripture is full of promises just like these. Search for these promises, mark them, and then pray them back to God. And in our stillness, we can let go of fear. We can trust that the God who created this entire world also loves each one of us. We're not very good at fixing the bigger problems in our lives. And yet God is perfectly equipped to fix the biggest of problems. Our action plan? To be still and know that God is God. Trust that He can fix your current problems, no matter how overwhelming they may seem. And then let Him. Well, I'm thankful to start this week with you, our Hope Channel family, once again. Let's pray together this morning. Dear Lord, many of us this morning find ourselves in a time of trouble. Seasons of pain, loss, financial struggle, illness, and worry. Father, we've tried to fix things ourselves, and we just end up stuck. Your action plan sounds so much better. Help us to first let go of fear, and next, to do nothing, and simply be still and know that You are in control, for You are God. Thank You for loving us, and please go with us every step of the way. Amen. Well, in the middle of troubles, Psalm 46 shows us God's plan to get us through our challenges. His plan is for us to simply be still and to trust Him. We can let go of the pressure to fix things ourselves and let God take over. He will take care of things so much better than we could ever ask or even think. And in that stillness, we can trust Him. He is good and He is faithful. His promises have shown that time after time. Well, we at the Voice of Prophecy pray that you wake up with hope each and every day. Thank you for starting your Monday morning with us. And whatever this new week has in store for you, maybe you're in the middle of a struggle, that time of trouble. Even still, you can have hope in the midst of it. Invite God to go with you every step of the way. So thanks for joining me for a few minutes in God's Word, Words of Hope.
Amen. Thank you, Gene.
And friends, thank you so much for being with us here today and watching Wake Up with Hope.
And please join us tomorrow morning as Jesus 101 will be with us to share a morning devotional. We will have a dedicated prayer session and music by Fountain View Academy that will inspire us to turn our eyes upon Jesus. If you enjoyed today's messages and want to learn more about the Bible, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
You know, our free Bible study guides are sure to be a life-changing experience. Again, that's hope.study. And before we go, we want to share with you a Bible promise. Today's Bible promise is found in Mark chapter 4, verse 22.
It says, "For there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but that it should come to light."
You know, friend, God knows every desire of our heart, every thought of our mind, every act of our life. And He knows us. He knows you. You're not hidden from Him. He sees you even when no one else does.
Has someone wronged you? The Lord knows about it, and you are not alone. You are never alone, and His caring eye is ever watching over you. Take hold of this beautiful reassurance today, friend.
Amen.
Let's pray.
Let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, today we need a friend like Jesus. All of us do. Whether we are living in places where we have many friends or at times feel alone, let us remember that we are never alone because you are with us. Thank you for being our best friend. And we pray, Lord, that today your promises would be fulfilled in our life. In Jesus' name, amen.